cannabis topics in less than 10 minutes. Let's go.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of The Dime. I'm Brian Fields. With me, as always, is Kellen Finney. And this week, we've got a very special duo, the House of Puff team, Christina Lopez-Aducci and Holly Hager. Ladies, thanks for taking the time. How are you doing today?
Great.
Thanks for having us. Having me again.
I think it's really important that we give a quick synopsis, really, what House of Puff was. And then I think it would be great, Christina, if you could take us back to like the origin of how you and Holly met and kind of how the Brain Trust was formed and how we kind of got started.
Yeah. So House of Puff has been around since, I really like to say 2019 or 2020 when Holly came on full time, but it all started. I was a late consumer to cannabis consumption, and Holly and I had both backgrounds in the art. We had art businesses prior to this. And when I went to go consume for the first time, obviously, I love the way it made me feel, but I didn't feel like the products were for me or marketed towards women like myself. They were confusing, hard to use, and quite frankly, sort of ugly. So I decided to go through my Rolodex of artists that I had interviewed over the years to come up with an MVP. So at the time, it was our beautiful one-hitter pipe, which is still our hero product till this day. Rolling papers, a beautiful candle that we made with Joya out in Brooklyn. And it sold out pretty quickly. And so Holly and I had met at Art Basel years ago. She's a phenomenal writer. And so after working with her at my magazine, it was just we formed such a beautiful friendship and working relationship. And I, you know, at the time, I guess I was putting my rolling tray up on Instagram. And this was right around the time where I was getting ready to sell the magazine. And so I was meeting with Holly. Holly sort of saw that I posted this on Instagram, didn't really know I was a cannabis consumer. And so we met and I was pitching the art magazine, but lo and behold, Holly was not interested in the art magazine. She was interested in what I was doing with House of Puff because we had never told each other about our cannabis consumption. And that's sort of where the love affair began.
Are there any videos that you thought would smash and didn't?
Yes. I think our gummy video did really well. People love that. I think the canna butter was maybe not as successful.
Yeah, we thought that would do better. Our product reviews haven't done as well as we hoped they would. But I think that probably has to do with it being, you know, they're only in one state siloed market, the products. So that's, of course, that means that there's a smaller viewership for them.
Yeah, it's a complicated battle, right? Internally, you're like, oh, this would be a fun product to review, but then you post it on YouTube and maybe it doesn't deliver. But then on the flip side, I'm sure there's a few videos where you put them up and you're like, maybe one of you is like, I don't really know, Holly, if this is it. On the flip side, it absolutely explodes. Christina, did you have one of those where you're like, I don't know if this topic's for me, but it absolutely just exploded?
Yeah, we did one about cannabis like strains. And I was like, you know, this might be a little, because we really like to keep it high level and like sort of beginner. And so, you know, I wasn't sure. No, it wasn't strains. It was like the different types of like rosin versus shatter versus, and like, I don't dab. I don't know how to dab. And I was like, how many people are actually going to? And lo and behold, a lot of people, A, don't know the difference, and B, are very interested into, you know, they've done the joints, they've done the vapes, they've done the edibles. Now they're ready to, I look at all like those, you know, hash, liquid diamonds, all that as like sort of the next level. And I didn't think our audience was ready for that type of education, but apparently they were.
How exciting is it now to have been on that journey for so long and to be ready to release, you know, the product and to know that is one that delivers on all the different assets that you want in to bring it to the market with the audience as probably craving the product that suits kind of the brand and everything behind it?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to enter into the adult use market in the state of New York, our state, is really exciting. And we're really excited about filling a gap in the sector. I don't know many sublingual sprays out there in New York, I think maybe two or three. So to offer our consumers a subtle way to get, you know, to experience this product and enjoy their high in any social setting. I mean, that's what House of Puff stands for, right? So we don't really like to call ourselves a cannabis brand because that's not how we live our lives. Like when somebody calls me a canna mom, I'm like, no, I'm not a canna mom. I'm a mom who consumes cannabis. So this spray is sort of an ode to, you know, luxe consumption. Like we want this, you know, whether you're at a concert, whether you're at the park. So it's about living your life the way you live it and having a discreet product where you can enjoy your high anywhere. That to us is why we built House of Puff in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
And the packaging and like how the whole display is aesthetically so pleasing. And so how much did your guys' art background influence that packaging? And was it longer from a design perspective to come up with the packaging or the formulation?
I will answer the packaging and I'll let Holly take the formulation. We are lucky, very, very lucky that we have an incredible team of artists and creative directors. Of course, Holly and I had the final say on all of the packaging. And yes, our art backgrounds definitely inform our design decisions. But, you know, one of our senior advisors, Kyle Mahan, who's, you know, worked for F1 and Amex, you know, helped us with the packaging. Billy Richards from Skyscraper Creative helped us with, you know, the naming and the feeling. You know, when you open it up, it mimics like a Patron bottle. I don't, you if you ever got a Patron, it's wrapped in this beautiful tissue paper, right? Because packaging experience is very important to us. And so giving credit where credit is due, we really do have some fantastic, our CMO, Amy Dennison, we really do have some fantastic creative minds. But the packaging was just as important as the formulation, because that's just what we've always done is good packaging experience.
I love it. We're going to introduce a new segment of the show now called Who's Partner or Which Partner Am I? Who is more likely to text late at night or earlier in the morning about a new idea?
That would be Christina.
That would be me. I call them my ideas.
Who is more likely to want to do a video clip over again?
Holly, absolutely.
Who is obsessed over analytics and comments for the performance of the content?
Holly Joy Hager.
Don't be telling my middle name.
we'll cut that part out.
Who is more likely to push the boundaries of the edges of the content or products in the future?
Ooh, probably me. She's a rule follower. Yeah.
I'm a compliance nerd.
She's a compliance nerd.
What is one aspect of working with Christina, Holly, that we don't know about?
She seems like she's so, you know, easy breezy. This woman is on point every minute of the day. It's difficult to keep up with her.
Christina, same question.
One thing that most people don't know, she is very thoughtful and compassionate and does not need the accolades from the outside world. Like there are things that she'll tell me months later that she did, like spending time with, you know, old interns or, you know, paying somebody out of her own pocket because they need help and helping us with, you know, putting, you know, postcards together. She's so giving, but she doesn't shout it from the mountaintops like she should. And she's probably one of the most giving people I know. So most people don't know that about her.
Three people, dead or alive, spritz session.
Okay. Neil deGrasse Tyson, because I always say him.
You can't include each other.
Gertrude Stein.
Mm.
I chill with her in Paris spritzing.
That's a good one.
And Michelle Obama.
Oh, that'd be a fun one.
You said that like with a question mark at the end.
Michelle Obama.
There it is.
There you go. That's Holly? A great one. I think it would be somebody like Helen Frankenthaler, who was an amazing female artist, one of the abstract expressionists. And I would love to hear her tell stories. Jackie O, because I'd like to talk gossip and fashion with her. Let me think of somebody else. Who else for the spritz? Stephen Colbert.
So for those who want to find the product, they're interested in learning more and they want to watch your YouTube channel, where can they find you?
Well, we are going live on February 1st. So the first few dispensaries will be Union Square Travel Agency, Herbal IQ, Gotham, and then, of course, Etain opening by the end of February in White Plains. Of course, we will update everybody as more dispensaries come online. So you can follow us on Instagram at the House of Puff. And then our YouTube channel is At Home with House of Puff. We'll have a blog post that we'll be constantly updating with dispensaries that go live. So we'll be sending that out. And yeah, we'd love to hear from your audience. And so, yeah, just shoot us a note and tell us what you think.
Awesome. We'll link it on the show notes. Congratulations again, guys. And thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Guys are the best. You.
Guys, if you've enjoyed this podcast over the last few years, can you please take 3 minutes or less and leave us a quick review on Apple or Spotify? All reviews make a massive difference for us and help other people like you find this podcast. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey friends, I'm Brannon.
And I'm Saba.
And we are your host of the Cannabis Hangout Podcast, an educational platform to connect with the cannabis community and share personal stories while breaking the stigma of marijuana.
Join us every Sunday at 7 p.m. to gain valuable insight with different perspectives from industry leaders, growers, and medical marijuana patients.
This is a place to learn so much from different angles in the cannabis industry. So tune in while we break it all down.